This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we were looking at Psalm 126 together. I pointed out that while reading this psalm, I came up with an impact thought. You are saved to serve. Then I made it more precise based on the context. You are restored to reach out. Finally, I put it this way, blessed to be a blessing. The first five verses described how God restored the Israelites from captivity to Zion or Jerusalem. It was hard for them to believe, a dream come true. Then in verse 6, the psalmist goes one step further. Having been so blessed, they were encouraged to share their blessings with others. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. Going out to sow suggests reaching out to others to share what you have discovered. Doing so with tears suggests you remember the pain of your past and now feel the pain of others and desire to help them. Carrying seed to sow has been translated by someone as being a leaky seed basket. This pictures one who spreads some of God's word wherever they go. It's like you'd have a trail of seed following you if you had a leaky seed basket hanging at your side. God blesses this kind of heart and commitment with fruitfulness, and that brings even greater joy than what you experienced from your own salvation. Does this word picture describe your life? Remember the impact thought. You are saved to serve, restored to reach out, blessed to be a blessing. Ask God to impact your life with this impact thought and make it a reality in your experience. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.